All right, this is a Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a Second Date Update, you will get hooked up with $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Jay.
Hey, Jay, good morning. What can we do for you?
I'm looking for, you know, this girl. I've been calling her, you know, multiple times. When I went to kick it with her the other day at her crib, her baby daddy popped up, you know, and we got into a little scuffle. You know, it was violent, you know. He almost, you know, broke my neck and all. So, you know, like, I'm really just looking looking for the girl.
Jay, he almost broke your neck, Jay.
Most certainly he did.
Damn. What did she do? What was she doing? Was she, like, screaming, stop, stop?
I mean, you know, she was doing all that she could, you know, but it looked like more so, like, you know, she was on more so his side, the fact that, you know, he popped up.
Wow. And she hasn't called you or nothing?
She hasn't called me. I haven't spoken to her since the incident happened.
Why do you even want to talk to her?
I mean, because, I want to gain clarity on the situation, you know, understand, you know, what transpired, you know, how we need to move, you know, move forward.
Okay. All right, Jay. What's her name?
Ebony.
Okay, so you're going to call Ebony, and I'm going to ask her to speak with you about clearing up the situation, or am I asking her to go back out with you?
I would like clarity on the situation.
So you don't want to go back out with her?
You know, it would be nice, you know, if I could, you know, get another chance, but, you know, I really, in order to get that other chance, I need clarity on the situation first.
Okay, I see. You just don't know what the hell. You ran up out of there, huh, Jay?
I definitely did.
It's okay. It happens. All right, Jay, I'm going to call Ebony, but before I allow her to speak with you, I'm going to ask her some questions, so I don't want you to say anything.
You already know how this works, so I ain't really got to get you to spill. You know, just be quiet until we cue you in. We're going to mute you for a minute, all right?
All right.
Okay. Okay. You see a strange dude in the house. She is not fighting him off, and he ends up fighting you off, but wow. Yet you calling her. Man. I'm confused. Why does he want to talk to her, Shawty?
I don't know. I don't want to see me get my ass beat. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak with Ebony?
This is she. Who is this?
Hey, Ebony, it's the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, Shawty. We're calling from 94.5 FM.
You got a second to have a real quick phone combo right quick.
Sure, what's going on?
Well, there's a situation regarding a guy. He called us and said that you have not spoken to him in some time. And the way you guys left was a hot mess, and he don't know what the hell going on. Do you know Jay?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened with Jay?
He said your baby dad almost broke his damn neck.
I mean, yeah, the situation kind of was beyond my control.
What?
I didn't really know my baby daddy was just going to pop up like that, but, I mean, it is what it is. Kind of happened, yeah.
Wow. And you didn't even call him to see how he was doing or anything?
No, I mean, would you? He wasn't even trying to defend himself. Like,
what?
I mean, How am I even supposed to feel secure? You can't even protect yourself. So, no.
So, wait a minute. Ebony, you know it was your baby daddy that beat him up, right?
I do understand that. But, I mean, clearly, he's the one that would be able to protect me. Jay wasn't doing nothing. I'm like,
wow.
You just don't let him just beat your ass like that?
Oh, my God, Ebony. You sound very insensitive.
I guess, but, I mean, come on. You're not going to date somebody who can't protect themselves. I don't feel
secure
in that situation.
Wow, wow. I'm going to let him take up for himself a little bit because he is on the line. Jay, it don't seem like she feels any kind of sympathy for you or your neck.
I mean, you know, I can see why, you know, given the fact that, you know, like, her baby daddy came through, you know, in an awkward situation, you know, but, you know, it definitely transpired, you know, she definitely did nothing, you know, to help me out.
Jay, do you think?
To do?
Yeah, I was about to say, could you help yourself out, Jay?
I mean, first off, you know, it wasn't really my situation to begin with. You know, I was being invited, you know, into your home, and you know, so with that being said, I feel like, you know, you should have looked out off the simple fact, Jay. You know, that had nothing to do with me.
Mm.
You know, but you know, I understand.
Wow.
I'm not a man. Woo. I can't do anything to protect you. You are a grown man. What was I supposed to do?
I understand, baby. But, you know, like, at the same time, I also didn't put myself in there on purpose. You know, like, you asked me to come, so I came.
That's true, Ebony. You put him in a dangerous situation. I mean, you know your baby daddy crazy. And how does he have access to your house like that?
I mean, at the end of the day, we have a child together. It's just more convenient for me and for my child. And when we have to, like, you know, coordinate things, it just makes sense for my situation. I do apologize for not you know, for him just popping up. But at the end of the day, like I said, you are a grown man, and the fact that you couldn't defend yourself is just doesn't make sense to me.
Wow. Girl, you are heartless, but I sort of almost feel you a little bit. Jay, I'm sorry. What you about to say, Ebony?
Nothing. I'm done with it. It's over with.
Jay, I'm sorry that you was put in this situation. I don't even know. I mean, it's not fair to you because, you know, maybe you're not a fighter. Maybe you a lover.
I'm always a lover. Real players gonna bounce back, though.
All right. Well, keep bouncing, Jay. Keep bouncing, brother. And Ebony, please grow a heart, girl. If you know your baby daddy crazy, don't invite no man to your house, please.
Okay, girl.
And is there any way that you would take him back or no? Because he did want a second date. Or do you even want one now, Jay, knowing that Ebony don't give a flop about your neck?
Not really. You know, I wish her, you know, the best of luck. And I hope, you know, the situation don't transpire with nobody else again.
Damn, truly. All right, spoken well.
Hey, man, we tried to hook it up for you and make it work for you, my brother. Unfortunately, neither one of y'all will be getting this $100 gift card from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. And, hey, Ty, I need y'all to call us up. Let's talk about the second date update, 443-520-945.
Call us up right now. Talk to us about the second date update.